70. How to hide my aura. As we walked to the Adventurer's Plaza, my new friends gave me a tour of the town. Low Creek went home to his family, while Seafar went home to his girlfriend. Nuga and Mar Creek were off to see friends, too. I ended up with Sazerk, Rotlor, Ballorda, and Rickbert. This town was their base, but they were going to stay with me in the plaza. They probably have homes, though, right? Is it okay for them to stay with me? The plaza was crowded with adventurers, and I was sure I would be fine alone as long as there were plenty of eyes around. Noticing my concern, Rotlor patted me gently on the head. "Don't worry about it, Ivy. Sazerk and Ballorda don't have anywhere to go right now anyway," he said with a smirk. I was surprised to see such a devious look on his face, though what really confused me was why Sazerk and Ballorda didn't have a place to go home to.
"Their girlfriends both gave him the boot before the hunt," Rickbert chimed in. "None of us have bothered asking for the whole story, though."
Wow, so they're homeless because their girlfriends kicked them out? I wonder why. They both seem like good people.
"You guys sure don't know when to shut up, huh?"
"Wait, why do you even know that?" Ballorda's voice was rough. He was clearly flustered. Sazerk looked uncomfortable, too. Their reactions only made me more curious, but when I peeked over at them, they averted their eyes. Rotlor and Rickbert cackled. I felt a little sorry for them, so I decided to keep quiet. Sazerk and Ballorda seemed to be okay for now, anyway.
"What about you, Mr. Rotlor?" I asked him.
"Oh, don't worry. I don't have a family."
A look of pain passed over his features, but he was back to his usual self right after. Oops, seems like a sensitive topic.
"Really? Well, I feel much better having you around."
"I'm fine too," Rickbert added. "My family told me to stop being a bum and chased me out."
Does that count as fine? Rickbert didn't sound very fine to me, but something in his grin said I shouldn't ask about it.
Thank you.
Whatever the reason, having them with me was reassuring, so I thanked them and left it at that. We reached the plaza. Like the town, it was spacious. They didn't seem to have a permit system, but there was a supervisor at the entrance. Sazerk and the others waved to him. I bowed, and we went in.
"Wow, it's really huge," I mused.
"Right? There are 4 other adventurers' plazas here, so 5 in total. All of them are about the size of this one," Rotlor explained.
5 plazas? Whoa! Ballorda pointed at an open space.
"That spot's probably about big enough for us. All the other tents are pretty far off." "Looks good to me," Sazerk agreed.
We pitched our tents on the floor of the plaza. I'd expected them to use the big tents I saw during the hunt, so it was a surprise to see all 4 of them pull out personal-sized tents.
"No group tent this time?" I asked.
"You can't really relax if you're around your teammates all the time. We use one-man tents here," Ballorda explained as he drove stakes for his tent into the dirt.
"I guess that makes sense."
Though we all had personal tents, theirs were a lot bigger than mine. At a glance, I'd say theirs were easily big enough for 3 people. 4 of those, all pitched together, was really intimidating. I got the go-ahead to put my tent up in the middle of theirs and got the inside all organized. Set up complete, I checked my magic bags.
"Ah, Sora's going to run out of potions by tomorrow. I'd better go pick some up. But what do I do? If I want to pick up potions at the dump, I'll have to go alone. But how can I convince them to let me go by myself when someone wants to kidnap me?
I should think up a cover story. For now, I'll step outside and get my head on straight. Maybe I'll think of a good plan." When I left my tent, Ballorda was talking with other adventurers from the hunt.
"Got it. Tell everyone to get together for me."
"Understood. Thank you, sir."
"No prob."
With that, the adventurers ran off in a hurry.
"Ivy," Ballorda called out to me.